The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu. In the headlines, Cabinet reviews 2014 budget proposal. MOU signed for construction of solar facilities for Accra Polytechnic and the German Federal Ministry of Economics and Technology funding. Appeals to corporate bodies and individuals to honor farmers by donating towards this year's Farmers Day. Former President Rawlings mourns Harry Sawyer, while MPs pay tribute to former Vice President Aliou Mahama. French priest kidnapped in northern Cameroon, and international aid workers describe rescue mission in the Philippines as bleak. But first, the summary with Jonathan Thompson.
The 2014 budget proposals from the Minister of Finance, Seth Tepe, is under cabinet review. When approved, the minister will present it to Parliament next Tuesday. Briefing the media at the Flagstaff House, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, said the budget will focus on job creation, infrastructural development, and the efficient management of the public purse. The German Ministry of Economics and Technology is funding the construction of solar facilities at the Accra Polytechnic. At an MOU signing ceremony for the start of the project, the rector of the Polytechnic, Professor Sylvester Achio, said the project will be beneficial to the Polytechnic both for training and lighting purposes. It will also be used in powering a lot of facilities on the school campus. Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of crops and chairman of the planning committee of this year's Farmers Day celebration, Dr. Ahmed Yakubu Al-Hassan, has appealed to corporate bodies and individuals to contribute towards this year's Farmers Day. He said it is more convenient for citizens to honor Ghanaian farmers than the government. The minister made this call during donation of items worth more than 50,000 cedis by four companies towards the day. Former President Jerry John Rawlings yesterday mourned with the family of the late Harry Sawyer. He described Mr. Sawyer as a true statesman who served his country selflessly and wholeheartedly. Former President Rawlings also used the opportunity to call on Ghanaians to support the John Mahama administration to develop the country. Meanwhile, Parliament has also paid glowing tribute to former Vice President Aliou Mahama, describing him as a man who walked the talk. A French priest, Georges Vanderbusch, has been kidnapped in northern Cameroon. He was seized in the early hours of yesterday near Koza, where about 15 gunmen invaded his compound. Though France had earlier warned people that the area was dangerous, the priest decided to remain and work in his parish there. Meanwhile, the Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram is known to operate in that area. And aid workers in Typhoon Haiyan Island have described the situation as bleak. A Médecins Sans Frontières spokesman said the logistical issues of distributing aid were enormous. Reports, however, say U.S. military aircrafts are beginning to bring in aid. Meanwhile, a Philippine minister says the death toll has reached 3,422.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. Cabinet has met to review the 2014 budget proposals from the Minister of Finance, Seth Tepe. When approved, the minister will subsequently present it to Parliament next week, Tuesday. This was made known by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, at the daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra. Though he fell short of the specifics, he said the budget will focus on areas such as job creation, infrastructure development, and greater efficiency in the management of the public purse.
Today there's a cabinet meeting to review the budget proposals from the Minister for Finance for approval by cabinet so that it can be presented to Parliament next week. I am unable to give you the details, but how different will this budget be? I think we will find out next week when the finance minister presents it to the House. But all sort of speculations are out there. I think that there's merit to all the speculations. Clearly, our target will continue to be how to manage the deficit, how to grow the economy, how to create more jobs, us how to meet our commitments in terms of infrastructure development and how to ensure greater efficiency in the management of public finances and resources.
On overspending, as has been the case previously, Mr. Yarga identified the major causes as the energy crisis, domestic borrowing and wages. He outlined measures put in place to forestall such occurrences.
Most of the time, the areas where you experience overspending, mostly it has to do with wages and salaries, because those ones, you present the budget to Parliament. Then after you have presented the budget to Parliament and gotten the approval, they now go and negotiate with Labour on what salary increment they should get for that year, which is not captured by that budget that was approved. And that is why, if you notice, this year there was an initiative to ensure that the salary increment was negotiated before the budget, so that that figure would be factored into the budget. And that then makes it difficult for you to overspend, unless during the year something happens outside the framework of the agreement, and then you make commitments that are not captured in the budget. One of the things that also was a major challenge was the energy situation. When you project to resolve the energy crisis, let's say by May, you are expecting to get gas from Nigeria by May. And so in your budget, you prepare for payment to VRA for fuel for up to May for the use of their thermal plants. And then by May, you don't get the gas from Nigeria, and you still have to provide funding for them to continue to generate energy. That is outside the budget. One of the problems that we realized also was the fact that we borrowed domestically and the interest rates are relatively very high. And that is why we went to the international financial markets, took some money to at least settle some of the domestic loans.
Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayarga, at the Daily Media Briefing. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to enhance the full participation of Ghanaians in the oil and gas sector. This will be achieved by ensuring that all industry players abide by the provision of the local content policy. Speaking at a local content policy workshop in Accra, Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Benjamin Dagadu, said the local content bill, which is yet to be passed by Parliament, seeks to ensure that government is able to stimulate based economic development. This, he said, will link the oil sector to other sectors of the economy. Yvonne Asayofe and Nanama Omari's report.
The Petroleum Commission was established to regulate, monitor and manage petroleum activities. It also ensures compliance with national policies, including the policy on local content and local participation. Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Benjamin Dagadu, said government considers issues of local content an integral part of hydrocarbon industry. He said his ministry wants to obtain the greatest benefits for the economy from extracting of exhaustible resources.
It is important to point out that the purpose of the bill is to progressively and comprehensively integrate Ghanaians into all aspects of the oil and gas industry, thereby maximizing the benefits to Ghanaians. We hope to see the development of local capabilities in the oil and gas value chain through education, transfer of technology and know-how, as well as active research and development activities. Ghana has taken steps to ensure that this goal is achieved in order to increase local value-added investments, skills and technology transfer through a clear, robust local content and local participation policy, which was approved after extensive stakeholder consultations and laid before Parliament.
Chairman of the Petroleum Commission, Ivan Adai Mensa, said the challenges of both real and perceived corruption must be faced squarely to ensure that the increased resources are channeled productively for national purposes.
We need to create local capacity, because nobody cares about how many barrels of oil come from your soil. What matters is how many smart people you produce. If you produce all the oil in the world and you do not have smart people to make use of the oil, other smart people will come from other places, make use of the oil, take the money away, and then 50 years later, you will be back to square one.
Mr. Adai Mensa believes that Ghana is best served when it turns her resources into jobs and opportunities in promoting national development. Some of the issues discussed include promoting economic development through local content, challenges facing Ghanaian service providers in the petroleum sector, and enhancing Ghanaian participation in the oil and gas sector.
Yvonne Asariofe and Nana Ama Omari's report. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opong-Fosu, has asked MMDAs to change the perception that local economic development is a task of central government. He has therefore stressed the need for MMDAs to make conscious efforts of investing in infrastructure to promote local development. Mr. Opong-Fosu expressed the sentiment at the opening of the 18th Biennial National Conference of the National Association of Local Authorities in Ghana, Nalak, in Sunyang. Correspondent Emmanuel Mensah Abludu reports.
The Vice President of Local Council for Association of Sierra Leone, Johnson Koroma, and his Executive Secretary, Sam Mogra, are attending the conference to add an international flavor to the event, which is drawing 1,080 people selected from the 216 MMDAs across the country. Mr. Opong-Fosu observed that despite the significant improvement in the country's microeconomy in the last two decades, there are a number of microeconomic and structural challenges that limit the capacity of the local economy in achieving sustainable in the standard of living of the people. The local government minister called for partnership that will help unearth opportunities, create wealth, and increase the task base at the local level.
The formulation of the public-private partnership policy by government will further strengthen the MMDA's resolve to engage the private sector in local development.
The president of NALAC, Ebenezer Akua-Kumfrimpong, touched on the challenges the association faced in relation to the release of the district assembly's common fund.
The delay in the release of the district assembly common fund has not only affected development within the district, but the association as well. Payment of basic operational expenses have been sometimes high difficult for the association, and some assemblies have found it difficult to undertake development projects. As I always say, when it comes to financial difficulties, when you realize that the assemblies are sneezing, then it means that NALAC has already fallen into coma.
Mr. Frimpong used the occasion to thank GIZ for the tremendous support it has been offering NALAC. The Bonaf Regional Minister Paul Evans Edu advocated that presiding members, apart from chairing assembly meetings, should partner chief executives, assembly members, as well as other stakeholders in harmonizing resources for assemblies to prosecute developmental programs. Mr. Edu observed that in recent years, there appeared to be a scramble and jostling for the position of district chief executive across the country, saying the phenomenon is no good for the unity of the nation. Emmanuel Mensah Abludu, Radio Ghana, Sinyani.
Accra Polytechnic has signed a memorandum of understanding with a German firm, MP Tech, under which the company will construct solar lamps and pumps on the premises of the Polytechnic. The project is part of the Worldwide Renewable Energy Solutions, coordinated by the German Energy Agency and funded by the German Federal Ministry of Economics and Technology. Speaking of the signing ceremony, the rector of Accra Polytechnic, Professor Sylvester Achio, lauded the project, saying it will be beneficial to the Polytechnic.
The total number of students to benefit directly will be about 500, that is the target area. But in total, it will be about 2,500. Now, the cost of the project is yet to be estimated because the issue is that it's a pilot project which is brought from the German counterpart. And because of that, they have their agenda. And because Accra Polytechnic has some issues similar to what they are aspiring to do, that's why they have chosen Accra Polytechnic to partner with them to see how this functional area could be achieved for both the German counterparts and then Accra Polytechnic. The German counterparts have their system and they are transferring the knowledge to our staff and to the students, but they will still be with us. It's the kind of solving community issues or challenges. The benefit will be very enormous because we have a big problem with this energy system, not only Accra Polytechnic, but then as a whole. It's a global challenge. And I think Accra Polytechnic will benefit in terms of the lighting system, also in terms of partnering with them to have some kind of research carried out in this energy issues.
Rector of Accra Polytechnic, Professor Sylvester Achiu. Aleni Apani Solomon is the Managing Director of MPTech in charge of West Africa.
Because of this, most of our customers will know what MPTech has at stake. We want to show what we are coming to sell and for them to see the quality. So we want to have it working for them to see, and then it becomes easier for them to purchase our products. On the other hand, I believe it's a very good joint venture for the two institutions, the parent company, MPTech Solar Ghana. I believe this is the time for solar for Ghana and Africa. From what we heard, Ghana has about 12 hours of sunshine. And on our weakest month, we are looking at 6 to 7 hours of sunshine. And Germany has just about 4 to 6 hours of sunshine. On their weakest month, you're talking about 2 to 4 hours. And they are the world leader in solar. Therefore, they have something to show us. We want to take advantage of that and make sure we solve this energy crisis. We waste the daytime, we have the sun, and we don't make any use of it. We have to take advantage. At least during the day, get to use the sun, and then at night, with that from here, Akosumbo, I think it's a win-win for everybody. The agreement is going to be a 10-year where we are in possession, we maintain and make sure everything is working. Where there are problems, definitely they come to us and we take care of them. We will be fixing these solar panels and the pumps, everything on the premises, the solar street lights, and then the students get to use it for educational purposes. We are going to actually bring everything down to installation and hand it over.
That was the managing director of MPTech, a German solar construction firm, Aleni Panisolomon, speaking at the signing of an MOU for MPTech to construct solar facilities on the premises of Accra Polytechnic. Government has once again been asked to give priority to the generation of electricity through solar power, speaking at the unveiling of one of Africa's largest solar energy plants in Accra. Senior Vice President of Scastec Solar, Teji Osmussen, said though there's more hydropower coming into force from the Bui Dam and other gas plants to mitigate the current energy crisis, it is still not enough to meet the high energy demand from the populace. Mr. Omfusen said it is important to focus attention on solar power, which is relatively easier to implement. Yvonne Atilegu has more.
Though solar power is not new in Ghana, attention given to it is not encouraging. The total capacity of energy in Ghana is estimated above 2,000 megawatts. This capacity is expected to increase when the gas plants and Bui Dam start producing. Again, demand for energy is expected to also increase even more when these two begin to flow. It is in this light that Ghana must exploit solar power extensively to complement the grid-connected power generation. Mr. Osmussen said, apart from more energy being added to the already existing one, economically, it will give government huge benefits.
Solar power can bring Ghana more energy and reliable energy, and it could also bring jobs and economic development in the regions. For Ghana, which is now relying more and more on heavy fuel oil, bringing in solar power will actually also reduce the cost of generating power in Ghana.
Norway's ambassador to Ghana, Hege Hedberg, said the abundant sunshine in Ghana should not be left to go waste.
Ghana should consider larger grid-connected solar power plants. One emerging possibility is solar plants located at hydropower plants. These solar plants would save some cost by feeding power into the same lines as the hydropower. Further, the solar panels could cover the reservoir, thus avoiding the need for additional land. Can you imagine Akosombo Dam being, you know, completely covered with solar panels? And finally, the solar power would be available as a complement, of course, to the hydropower when the water levels are low.
Norway's ambassador to Ghana, Hes Hesbeck, ending the report by Yvonne Atilego. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Cabinet reviews 2014 budget proposal. MNU signed for construction of solar facilities for Accra Polytechnic and the German Federal Ministry of Economics and Technology funding. Appeals to corporate bodies and individuals to honor farmers by donating towards this year's Farmers' Day. Former President Rawlings mourns Harry Sawyer, while MPs pay tribute to former Vice President Aliou Mahama. French priest kidnapped in northern Cameroon, and international aid workers describe rescue mission in the Philippines as bleak. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of crops and chairman of the planning committee of this year's Farmers' Day, Dr. Ahmed Yakubu Al-Hassan, has appealed to more corporate bodies and individuals to honor the country's farmers by donating towards this year's Farmers' Day celebration. He said it is the responsibility of citizens and corporate bodies to honor the farmers than to depend on government to do so. The minister said this when four companies donated various items with more than 51,000 Ghana cedis to support the celebration.
The four companies were Gasem, which donated 1,000 bags of cement valued at 20,000 cedis. CCT Company, dealers in fishing and farming inputs, donated 750 pieces of waterproof sacks worth 6,900 cedis. Mohinani Ghana Limited also donated polytanks and other rubber products worth 5,000 cedis, and Right FM provided airtime worth 20,000 cedis. The minister said the committee is yet to harness the resources needed to give a befitting celebration to the noble farmers of the country.
Harris Sapong and Emilia Aite filed that report. Participants at a review meeting of the 2012 general elections in Accra have called on stakeholders in elections to demonstrate stronger commitment in promoting peaceful, credible and issue-based campaigns. They said political parties should not hesitate to bring their members to order when they flout any of the guidelines of the political party code. They also asked the security agencies to apply the law without fear or favor. Yahya Kwamwa reports.
The program, organized by the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, in collaboration with the West African Network for Peace Building, WANET, was to identify conflict-prone areas during elections and set up conflict monitoring systems to track and highlight election risk incidents within the identified areas. It also discussed peace interventions in order to reduce the incidence of violence in the general elections. The program officer at CDD, Paul Abrampa Mensah, believes commitment from political parties on the guidelines of elections, transparency from the EC, and professionalism from media practitioners will go a long way to improve the country's electoral system.
Yahya Kwamwa reporting. Former President Jerry John Rawlings has called on Ghanaians to support President Mahama to restore sanity in the country. He says some negative acts going on in the country need the cooperation of Ghanaians to enable the president to succeed. Former President Rawlings made a comment during a courtesy call on the family of the late Harry Sawyer, who served as Education Minister and Council of State Chairman during his administration. Former President Rawlings described the late Harry Sawyer as a true statesman who served his country selflessly and wholeheartedly. We bring you Fred Yevu's report.
Former President Rawlings was accompanied by Special Aide Kofi Adams, some government officials and members of the NDC. The head of the bereaved family, Reverend Professor Seth Aite, thanked former President Rawlings and his entourage for consoling the family on the loss of a father, a friend, and a statesman. Reverend Professor Aite said the family will soon provide details of funeral arrangements. In expressing his condolences, former President Rawlings said Harry Sawyer's story and statesmanship dates back to the Achampong regime, the PNDC, and the NDC era. He remembers Mr. Sawyer as a firm and resolute personality with the willingness to serve in any capacity.
A man who didn't hesitate to share his wisdom, his concerns about things, and has truly been one of the stabilizing personalities, not just in government, but in the society at large and within the party machinery, when he would occasionally act as the chairman of the council of elders. Well, I guess if people had taken his wise counsels a little more seriously, things would have been a little different. And I guess we could say that for myself and a few others. But as it may be, we can only thank the good Lord for the role that he's played with all sincerity, and especially through the trying times that this country has been through. I know we all owe it as a duty to hurry up and record for the sake of today's generations and generations to come what this country has been through. Sincerely hope that we will be able to restore some semblance of sanity in the not too long future. The young president is doing what he can. He's invited all to get involved in fighting some of the negative tendencies in the country in the not too long future. And I say this because I don't think people like Harry and others should be seen to have wasted their lives playing the role they play for this country.
Former President Jerry John Rawlings. Meanwhile, Parliament has paid glowing tribute to former Vice President Alhaji Aliyu Mahama, describing him as a man who walked his talk. The MPs were of one accord in praising the late leader for his campaign for greater discipline. The MP for Equatorial South, Obi Amoa, said the ball rolling when he read a statement to commemorate the first anniversary of his passing. He said as Vice President, Alhaji Aliyu was a practical person who was interested in addressing challenges and providing results-oriented solutions to national issues. He said the former Vice President will be fondly remembered for the work he did for Ghanaians. We take a break. Radio Ghana, leading the news challenge with credible information. The news continues, and now the foreign front. A summit of Commonwealth leaders is opening in Sri Lanka, overshadowed by confusion about whether the country is a suitable venue. Canada, India and the Mauritius have boycotted the summit in protest that Sri Lanka refused to allow an independent investigation into alleged war crimes during the government's final victory over the Tamil Tiger rebels. Meanwhile, Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa is leading a Ghanaian delegation at the summit. A French priest has been kidnapped in northern Cameroon, close to the border with Nigeria. The priest was seized in the early hours of yesterday near Kozo, about 30 kilometers from the border. About 15 gunmen burst into the compound where the priest worked. The Nigerian Islamic militant group Boko Haram is known to operate in the area. French officials say they are working with Cameroonian authorities to secure his release. And aid workers struggling to help survivors of Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines have described the situation as bleak a week after the storm hit the country. A spokesman for Médecins Sans Frontières said the logistical issues of distributing aid are enormous, but reports from the ruined city of Tolokban say U.S. military aircraft are beginning to bring in aid. And now to end the news, the main points again. The 2014 budget proposal from the Minister of Finance, Tepe, is under cabinet review. When approved, the minister will present it to Parliament next Tuesday. The German Ministry of Economics and Technology is funding the construction of solar facilities at the Accra Polytechnic. Former President Jerry John Rawlings yesterday mourned with the family of late Harry Sawyer. He described Mr. Sawyer as a true statesman who served his country selflessly and wholeheartedly. And aid workers in Typhoon Haiyan Island have described the situation as bleak. A Médecins Sans Frontières spokesman said the logistical issues of distributing aid are more enormous. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.